Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Liesl van der Westhuizen joins me now in studio to reflect on fitness goals, which are realistic, against those that are not realistic, and some tips around that. Good morning to you.
Morning, Africa. I thought because we've got just less than a month to go before we hit 2022, and everyone always makes those New Year's resolutions when it comes to fitness, I thought let's just talk about some realistic fitness goals. So just to define a goal is thoughtful, well-structured, and gives you extra incentive to keep going when you don't have that motivation. And a fitness goal holds us accountable, expands our definition of possible, and encourages us to push through that temporary discomfort for that longer lasting change or goal that we're trying to, or specific reason that we're trying to do something. So I thought I'd define that first, and then realistic fitness goals require some compromise, require to set yourself realistic targets, and relate to various actions and conditions and how to get to from point A to point B. And I always say, if you are trying to do something like a Cape Epic or an Ironman, get yourself a trainer or a coach to help you set those realistic goals with little snippets and bites at a time on how to reach that long end goal. Because so many people go, I want to do Ironman, but I want to do it next week, or I want to do Epic and I want to do it within a month. And I've heard those stories, and they have people that have pushed past and have done that. But realistically, it's not ideal. So ideal would be to set a goal throughout the year and every month hit that target.
There are people, as you say, who have achieved that. And you go, how did you go from, it's often loss of weight, how did you go from carrying that amount of weight to shredding it to such a point that within a month or two or five, you have lost all of that weight? And they've often had a personal ambition, right? Either somebody has had a devastating, I mean, I know somebody who's got abs for days. But that was because he almost died. He literally was on a bed in hospital, days away from death. And thankfully, they found the right treatment for him. I won't share, obviously, the details of his treatment because that's private. And he managed to recover. And now he just has this verve for life and appreciation of living every single day. I don't have that kind of motivation. So the likelihood of me having abs for days is just not there.
And you know what? Abs for days is not, I'm going to put it there. If that's your fitness goal, then that's fine. But we stay away from abs and washboard abs on the show because we are about being realistic. And he's got a new life goal, and he's been through something challenging. So now he puts the time aside to make sure that his goal of living the fullest and looking the way he does is there. But some people will never be able to get to having a six pack or get to looking like that, but they've got other realistic fitness goals, and that's okay. So stay away from the Instagrammers that show you that six pack and say you can do that within a month, because that is unrealistic.
Don't you hate them? If I could do it, then you can do it. No. You've done it. Well done. Keep quiet now.
But also remember, your friend didn't just happen to get those washboard abs in 4 weeks or 3 months. And he went through a difficult journey. And often it is us going out of our comfort zone and getting out of those zones of what we used to, and pushing past those barriers that block us. So washboard abs can be attained, but realistically, you need to look at diet. You need to look at your fitness, the way you're working out. You need to get a nutritionist or a dietitian, a personal trainer or a coach to work through that, so you can get to realistically to that. And realistically saying in a month you're going to have washboard abs, no. In a month you're going to do an Ironman, no. But everyone is different, so we don't judge on the show. And if you've done that, we'd love to hear from you. Please, we'd love to share your story. But I thought, let's get a professional, and Professor Ross Tucker, to actually define and help us when it comes to setting realistic fitness goals.
Hello, I am Dr. Ross Tucker. I'm an exercise physiologist and an expert consultant advisor to Virgin Active. And I want to share with you today what I think is the single most powerful tip that is going to make your exercise, fitness, and health goals attainable. We live in a culture of instant gratification. People want things instantly. They want results immediately. They want no delay. And unfortunately, that compromises exercise and fitness goals enormously. Because if there's one thing you cannot rush, it's your body's physiology. So whether you're changing your diet or your training, you have to give it time for those changes to have an effect on your body. So you cannot approach an exercise plan as though it's a tweet. It's not going to work. Even a Facebook post, an Instagram post are too short for that kind of approach to work. You need to think about your exercise, fitness, and health as though it's a novel. It has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end. And that end is your final goal. Maybe that's to run a marathon, maybe it's to lose 10 kilograms, maybe it's to do cycle tour, whatever it is. It's the last chapter in your book. But that can be quite disheartening because it's very difficult to stay motivated when the end point is so far away. So what I would encourage you to do, the number one tip in a culture that looks for instant gratification, is to give yourself instant gratification. And how do you do that? Well, the answer is you write your book chapter by chapter. So maybe, let's say you're starting from scratch. Chapter one is run around the block once. Tick it off, that's chapter one completed. Chapter two is twice around the block. Chapter three is three times. Chapter four might be 5 minutes of running. Then it becomes 5 kilometers. Then it becomes 10 kilometers. And you can see that as long as you're finishing one chapter at a time, you're getting closer and closer to that main goal. But what you need to be thinking about, your mindset needs to be, let's just get the next chapter done. One chapter at a time writes your story. And that's what instant gratification can do for you as opposed to working against you. You can find me on Twitter at Science of Sport, or I am on Instagram at ross.tucker10. And I wish you all the best with your fitness, exercise, and health story.
That's Professor Ross Tucker just breaking it down there and saying and showing us how realistically we can set those fitness goals, and that you can make it into the gym. I always say, if you are, a lot of people join a new gym in the new year, and you'll see Virgin Active will have specials going into the new year for you to join. And they say, how do I get back into that fitness and get back into the gym? And I say, 5 minutes. That's all you need to. You literally need to go and do exercise for 5 minutes and then leave. And then you increase it next day to 6 minutes, to 7 minutes. Because those bite-sized chunks of 5 minutes, it's easy enough to do and put into your diary, and easy enough to just quickly go walk on the treadmill or do a couple of weights and increase it every single day or every third day or every second day, depending when you go. And it makes such a big difference at the end. And I've done it. I'm not going to be ashamed. I remember after injuries getting back into the gym and not wanting to go. And that 5 minutes makes it enjoyable and makes it doable and an instant goal.
My general advice is go every day for 3 weeks. Well, not 7 days a week. So if your objective is to do it three times a week, go three times a week for 3 weeks, because then you start a new habit. Because there will be days when you are all energetic and ready, let's go. Mm. And then there'll be days towards the end of the week when you're thinking, 10 more minutes of sleeping. And, you know,
and you
the motivation to go is then less and less and less. Whereas if you commit to going, because that's immeasurable, just go. What you do there is, you know,
exactly.
It's almost irrelevant. But the act of going is showing a commitment that you're going to go. And that, as Dr. Ross Tucker said, is a one chapter in the book that you've written.
Exactly. And make it just easy and little bite-sized goals for yourself, and you'll see that you'll be able to achieve those bigger goals. And remember, your goals are different to my goals, to Africa's goals. So set those and don't let friends influence you. Do what you want to do and have fun. That's what we're all about. Just about having fun when it comes to working out.
Tell us what your goals are for the new year. I'm not a person who sets New Year's resolutions. I must admit, I tend to do resolutions around my birthday and look forward to the next year of my life.
That's clever.
And then have achievements that are... But, you know, it is popular for people to have New Year's resolutions. Tell us what those are, and we'll see how we can help you along. You can email Liesl at LieselV, LieselV at primedia.co.za or at 702.co.za or at capetalk.co.za.
Easy peasy.
It does not matter. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Africa. We'll catch up again on Monday.
She's back again on Monday morning at 4:40.